Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, C. Edmund Wright, is the author of WTF 2012, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. We're talking in the previous segments, Edmund, you and I, thank you again for hanging out with me. By the way, before I go any further, tell the audience where they can get your book and also how they can find you.
Okay, I appreciate that, Jim. The book is available at Amazon, and you can also learn more about it at firekarlrove.com, Carl with a K, by the way, firekarlrove.com. I'm at Breitbart, I'm at American Thinker, and I'm at cedmundwright.com, and Twitter at cedmundwright, and I must disagree with you, Jim. I am the king of Twitter, so we may have to fight about that.
No, I'm going to let you have that one. I'm the small business advocate. You can have that one because I own that trademark, but you can be the king of Twitter. That won't bother me at all.
Okay.
Hey, Edmund, I want you to drill down now because we're going to have you back again. I want to learn more about what you think because I think America needs to hear what you say, whether they agree with you or not. I think we have to have this kind of a debate. But what happened in 2012? In what universe does a president of any party, with as much baggage, as many things that went wrong in that first term, and with the numbers that he had, the performance numbers that he had, in what universe does a president get reelected with Obama's numbers?
Well, he got reelected in a universe, Jim, that was started to be created in 1992. And in 1992, what happened, and this is why I say Mitt Romney's loss was a 20-year problem, not a 20-day or 20-week or 20-month situation. Obviously, there were things that happened during those time frames that were very important. But in 1992, the Clinton, Carville, Stephanopoulos team changed how Democrats campaign.
Yep.
They brought in a bigger emphasis on focus group, a bigger emphasis on the repetition of banal talking points,
right?
And just hammered away at that. And simultaneously, the Bush Republican Party, which was the George H.W. Bush Republican Party at the time, they officially divorced Reagan in 1992 after riding his coattails to victory in 1988. And they became a different Republican Party. So things changed with both parties in 92. And what's happened is ever since, when the establishment Republicans managed the messaging in the campaign, we lost. When the base was able to sort of take over the campaign, we saw it in 2010, we saw it in 94.
With the Tea Party elections, huh?
Right, right. And then 94 was almost a Tea Party election, even though that wasn't the name of it.
Right.
When that happens, we win. And yet, when we got back to 2012, it was a totally different campaign than 2010, when it should have been a rerun of 2010, as much as we could have made it that. So it was the universe where Mitt Romney called Newt Gingrich the devil for 6 months and then turned around and called Barack Obama a nice guy.
Right.
And he wonders why he lost to Barack Obama.
Well, the thing it seemed to me, in my simplistic way of putting it, is that the reason the Democrats have been winning and the Republicans haven't been is because Democrats understand that you run a campaign to win the election, not to tell people how you're going to govern. And the Republicans think that people care before an election, people actually care how you're going to govern. Am I wrong about that? Is that simplistic?
It's simplistic and it's half right. When you are a liberal and what you want to do and how you want to govern is a disaster, that's how you have to run.
But what I'm getting at, though,
when you're a conservative and what you want to do makes sense, you have to do the polaroid opposite of what the liberals do. You have to tell them exactly what you're going to do and why it's the right thing to do it. But that's not what the Republican consultant.
What do you think is going to happen in 2014?
I think, and you and I talked a little bit off the air about how the NSA scandal may sort of muddy the waters. But I believe that the IRS scandal, since it is linked at the hip with Obamacare, and Obamacare is almost definitely going to be the 2014 issue.
Right.
And the fact that it's a midterm and the messiah of the Democrats is not on the ballot, I think 2014 could be like every single election between 2008 and 2012 was, and that would be bad news for
Who's
going to
be the president in 2017?
President Cruz.
Cruz, you think he can beat Clinton?
I don't think Clinton will end up being the nominee. It's never that obvious.
Interesting.
It's never that easy.
Edmund Wright, will you come back again?
Absolutely, Jim. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for being here. See Edmund Wright, ladies and gentlemen. FireCallRove.com, I think it's one of his websites. Check that out, folks. The book is WTF 2012, How Karl Rove and the Establishment Lost Again. Very interesting book, folks. Very provocative. I think you'll enjoy it, regardless of your political perspective. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.